Greetings, everyone, and praise be Jesus Christ. Last week, we were presented with scriptures that had the theme of hospitality. We heard from Genesis 18 the story of Abraham and Sarah, who were visited by three angels. They prophesied the birth of their new son. This week, that same story continues, and we continue to read from Genesis 18. The visitors are moving on, and Abraham is with them, moving on to the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. And as we hear, God is considering a move as well. We hear God speak. The outcry against sin in Sodom and Gomorrah is so great, their sin so grave, I must go down and see if the cries correspond to the crimes. It kind of reminds me of my own dad. Sometimes once he sent us all upstairs to go to bed, he would hear the commotion upstairs and say, "Don't make me come up those steps." Perhaps you can relate. As we know, God does come down. He comes down not merely for Sodom and Gomorrah, but he comes down in the person of his son for all of us. And his goal, as we hear in the reading, is not destruction, but salvation. Our God is always willing to save. In this chapter of Genesis, we hear that even for 10, he is willing to save the many. He is all about conversion and repentance of mercy. God displays a huge hospitality. And his hospitality comes up and against the hostility of the world. The hostility that rejects his way and his friendship. A hostility that was present in Sodom and Gomorrah and is present even in our own day. So much hostility among brothers and sisters. So much hospitality that God gives. One of the great spiritual writers of our own time, Henry Nouwen, he speaks about a conversion that needs to take place in all of us if we're ever going to see God someday. He speaks of a conversion from hostility to hospitality. It's worth thinking about. And on this weekend, we see his hospitality in a terrific way. We read in our gospel from Luke 11, and the disciples here get a look of Jesus in prayer. We're told that Jesus was praying in a certain place. The disciples see him. Now, I don't know what they saw, but I know it must have been beautiful. It must have been magnificent to see Jesus in prayer alone to his Father. Whatever that looked like, whatever the look on Jesus' face, it must have been good because the disciple sees him and says, "Lord, teach us to pray. Lord, I want what you have. Teach me how to do that." And they are a beautiful five words. "Lord, teach us to pray." Many of you are teachers. You know what it's like to teach, and hopefully you enjoy it. It's one thing to teach a group of people who are falling asleep and are in the class because they have to be. Isn't it different when a student would come up and say, "Teach me. Teach me how to learn." How different, how beautiful when God hears on our lips, "Lord, teach me to pray." That opens the door of hospitality
to God. And God is quick to come. That request on the lips of the disciples yields not just the words to the Our Father, but a beautiful revelation of who God is as Father, who we are as His sons and daughters. It's a revelation of our identity in Christ. And Christ and God the Father are not just a good Father, but He is a faithful Father who cares and loves, who only does good things. He tells us, ask for anything you want and you will receive it. But in the end, He tells us, make sure that you ask for the Holy Spirit. My friends, in this midsummer time, it's a good time to ask ourselves, what does our prayer sound like? If you had a tape recording of the sound of your prayer, the tone of your prayer, of what you're asking for and seeking, what does all that sound like? When was the last time that you asked God for the Holy Spirit? Amidst all the hostilities in our world, this is the way of hospitality. And I promise you, if you begin to pray for the Holy Spirit, your heart will be moved more and more from hostility to hospitality. This week, spend some time in prayer, 15 minutes a day. Have a certain place, like Jesus did, for your prayer. It could be here in church. It could be in your car. It could be wherever. Pour out your heart to God. Welcome Him in your heart. We see this beautiful psalm today. On the day I called for help, He answered me. Let this day and every day be that day. A day in which you call to your good and faithful Father for help. He is quick to answer. God is still in the business of hearing the cries of our heart, the cries of prayer on our lips. Try it. Welcome Him and be welcomed by Him, who has promised to come quickly to our every need, who comes in His mercy and with His Holy Spirit. And in a world that's filled with other spirits, spirits of the world, spirits of the flesh, spirit of the devil, may the Holy Spirit be welcome and take up a place in your heart, in your mind, in your very spirit, as God promises this weekend. Have a blessed week, and don't forget to pray. Lord, teach us to pray as you taught your disciples. God be with you.